St. Albert residents are reaching out to give others a hand this Christmas, with one local charity raising more than $100,000 for the food bank. The T8N100 Men Group announced December 6 that it had raised roughly $120,594 for the St. Albert Food Bank. The group is a non-profit organization which sees its members donate large amounts of money to various charitable causes. Group co-organizer John Farlinger said the group launched a fundraiser for the food bank earlier this fall and challenged the St. Albert community to take part, vowing to match every dollar raised. "Everyone knows the food bank is facing challenges right now," he said, "so the group decided to make it the focus of its fall fundraising efforts." A similar push back in April 2020 raised $140,000. St. Albert residents chipped in $75,544 as of December 6, far exceeding the $45,050 the T8N100 men members raised themselves, group co-organizer John Liston said. "The community responded in incredible amounts," he said. "In extremely challenging times in our world, the generosity of those who have a little extra, it's incredible." St. Albert Food Bank director Susan Crexy said extremely high food prices had pushed demand at the St. Albert Food Bank up by about 40% compared to last year. Alberta has seen a 73% increase in food bank use since 2019, she noted, citing data from Food Banks Canada, the biggest increase in the nation. "We're seeing a lot of our folks who were previously donors come in as clients now," Crexy said. "Everybody is feeling the pinch. Everybody." Crexy said this money would help the food bank buy more food for local families. "St. Albert is exceptionally generous in taking care of our families," she said, "with schools, hockey teams, and many other groups all rallying donations for the food bank." Crexy said anyone who wished to support the food bank could leave donations in any of the many collection boxes in town or call 780-459-0599 to volunteer. Other fundraisers. City residents were also gearing up to stuff buses this weekend for the Canet Club of St. Albert's annual Christmas hamper campaign, which sees about 300 area families get a hamper full of food and gifts to help them get through the holiday season. Hamper campaign co-chair Julie DeMotte said the group had seen a steep drop in monetary donations this year, with just $1,500 collected as of December 5 compared to the usual $10,000. She suspected tight financial times were to blame. At the same time, DeMotte said demand for the hampers was way up. The Canets had received about 260 referrals for hampers as of December 5, and still had 10 days left before the close of applications. DeMotte said the lion's share of this year's donations would come this December 10 through the club's annual Fill a Bus campaign. Volunteers will be at Canadian Tire, Freshco, Independent Grocers, Superstore, Safeway, Save on Foods, Sobeys, and Walmart in St. Albert from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. this Saturday to collect donations in hopes of stuffing 9 St. Albert transit buses full of food and toys. "We'd really like to see a full bus," DeMotte said, adding that they usually manage to fill each bus at least halfway. DeMotte said the group was most interested in pasta, cereal, baby food, meals in a can, such as chunky soup, and gift cards for their hampers. Each hamper aimed to give a family 2 weeks of food plus a Christmas dinner. Hampers would go out on December 17. Visit www.stalbertkin.ca/christmas-hamper-campaign for more on the hamper campaign. The Salvation Army St. Albert Corps was also ringing up support through its kettle campaign, which aimed to raise some $350,000 for community programs. Captain Daniel Rowe said he had seen a surge in volunteers to man the 13 kettles in St. Albert this year, as well as a big jump in-person donations compared to the last 2 years. "We're extremely pleased by the amount of giving," he said, with some $128,000 gathered as of December 6. The kettle campaign wraps up on December 24. Call 780-458-1937 for details.